there's a dangerous promise tucked deep inside grind culture. The idea that if you sacrifice enough, endure enough, hustle hard enough, you will eventually make it. There's no fixed definition of what it even is. That's the trick. It stays blurry on purpose. Just enough clarity to keep you moving, just enough vagueness to keep you chasing. A bigger paycheck, a better title, a nicer car, a house with extra bedrooms you don't have time to sit in. Making it was never about arriving. It was about staying in motion. We grew up watching success stories told like fairy tales. Founders who started with nothing and ended up on magazine covers. Athletes who outworked everyone else and now stand on podiums. Influencers who believed in themselves and now have followers instead of friends. The moral of every story was the same. If you grind long enough, hard enough, loud enough, you'll be rewarded. The world will open to you. The work will be worth it. But the closer you get to what looks like it, the hollower it feels. You hit the promotion and realize your workload doubled, but your freedom didn't. You cross the income goal and realize your time still doesn't belong to you. You build the brand, the reputation, the image, and realize that maintaining it feels like a full-time job you never really wanted. Making it turns out to be just another grind, except now the stakes are higher and the mask is heavier. Because nobody tells you that success doesn't stop the hustle. It intensifies it. Now you're not just working to survive, you're working to maintain, to protect the image you built, to prove you deserved it, to keep pace with expectations that grow every time you meet them. You don't find freedom at the top. You find a new treadmill with faster speeds and fewer exits. The illusion of making it also sells you on the myth of meritocracy, the idea that hard work automatically equals success, that the system is fair, that if you don't make it, it's because you didn't hustle hard enough. This narrative doesn't just gaslight individuals, it protects broken systems, it lets exploitation hide behind ambition, it turns systemic injustice into personal failure, and we swallowed it whole. We told ourselves we just had to want it more, push harder, sleep less, prove ourselves louder. But you start seeing through it when you notice the cracks, when you realize how many brilliant, hardworking people are still stuck at the bottom, how many creative minds got burned out and discarded, how many overnight successes were built on invisible privileges nobody wants to talk about, how many people made it only to lose themselves in the process. You start realizing that real success can't be measured in followers, titles, or zeros on a paycheck. Real success isn't about how much you earn. It's about how much you get to live, how much you get to choose your days, how much of yourself you get to keep. And that's when the illusion starts breaking down. You stop chasing it like a finish line. You start asking different questions. Not, how do I level up? But how do I slow down? Not, how do I win bigger? But how do I lose less of myself? Not, how do I look successful? But how do I feel free? Because the truth is, making it was never supposed to be about fitting into a system that grinds people down. It was supposed to be about building a life that fits you, not the other way around. Not shrinking to fit a mold. Not bleeding yourself dry to wear a crown you don't even want. And maybe the real definition of making it isn't something they can hand you. Maybe it's something you decide for yourself, on your own terms, without needing a system to stamp it as valid. Maybe making it is waking up without dread. Maybe it's having time to call your mother. Maybe it's being able to say no without guilt. Maybe it's building work that feeds you instead of devouring you. Maybe making it is something you feel, not something you post. The hardest part of walking away from the grind isn't the fear, it's the grief. You grieve the dream you chased. You grieve the belief that if you just worked hard enough, it would all make sense. You grieve the hours, the years, the energy you spent building something you thought would set you free. And you grieve the version of yourself who believed it was all leading somewhere better. It's not weakness to feel that. It's not failure. It's honesty. You poured yourself into the dream. You gave it your time, your talent, your hunger. You believed the system would hold up its end of the bargain. That's not foolish. That's human. But now you know the bargain was rigged from the start. And knowing that doesn't erase the cost. it just makes it impossible to keep paying it, so you start letting go. Slowly, tenderly, you stop chasing titles, you stop measuring yourself by productivity hacks and milestone celebrations. You stop forcing yourself to smile at finish lines that feel empty. You start asking, what would my life look like if I stopped running? What would success feel like if I didn't have to earn it by erasing myself? What if I stopped climbing someone else's ladder and built my own ground instead? And maybe for the first time, you allow yourself to consider that you don't have to be extraordinary to be enough. You don't have to outperform, outwork, or outshine. You don't have to constantly level up. You don't have to grind yourself into dust to prove you're worth existing. You already are. You always were. You realize that freedom isn't about having everything. It's about having what matters. Enough time to breathe. Enough space to create without permission. Enough energy to be present with the people you love. Enough stillness to hear your own voice again under all the noise. Enough courage to live by your own definitions, even when they don't fit into someone else's idea of success. And when you choose enough over endlessness, something shifts. You stop feeling like you're falling behind. You stop chasing deadlines that were never real. You stop letting urgency rule your life. You start living in a way that feels aligned, not accelerated, rooted, not rushed, awake, not addicted to achievement. You learn how to savor instead of sprint. You learn how to build sustainably instead of burning out spectacularly. You learn that slow is not the enemy of success. It's the soil it grows in when you let it. And you realize that the people who matter don't love you because of how much you achieve. They love you because of who you are when you're not performing, when you're not grinding, when you're just you. So maybe making it isn't a destination. Maybe it's a decision. A quiet, stubborn choice to live free, even when the world says faster is better. A refusal to measure your worth by your workload. A rebellion against the idea that you are only as valuable as you are productive. Maybe making it is living in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. Maybe making it is being able to say, I am already enough, right here, right now, without the finish line. And maybe, just maybe, that's the one thing the grind can never take away. This is The Undercurrent, a story beneath the surface from The Truth Project, powered by M3 Media Studio.